Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. This is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which airs every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your Half Hour Inspirational Programming is Friday nights from 7 to 7:30. It's a half hour. The goal is for it to be an inspirational program. And, of course, we welcome your comments. If you want to get in early, please, you press 1 on your dial so that you line up in a queue to speak. If you have something that you'd like to share with us out there, a brief testimony, we would love to hear how God is working in your life. So remember to press 1 at any point in time so that we can gladly bring you in. We would be more than glad to have you come and tell how good God is being to you. And I think that's what it all boils down to is it's not holding things in, but it's allowing other people an opportunity to know that, listen, you know what? God has really blessed me. And I want to just testify and tell somebody else because every day that I wake up, it's a gift. It's a brand new gift every day to have that breath of life in me that I'm still going. And so it sends a message to me that, okay, God is not done with me yet. I mean, if I weren't breathing, I wouldn't know anyway. But the fact that I am breathing and I wake up is like, okay, thank you, God. Thank you. This is a new day. How can I glorify you? How can I, make somebody else's day, in addition to my own day, how can I make this a pleasant day? So we want to speak to that, some of that tonight. Let us invite God's presence into this program. Father, we thank you for your multitude of blessings. We invite you into to have a word with us. And, Lord, we're hoping that someone will give a testimony tonight that can be an inspiration to someone else. And tonight, Lord, the subject is, has God left us alone? Has God left man alone? And with us facing this pandemic worldwide, there are many questions that are out there. And, Lord, I hope that tonight we can put some peace in someone's heart to let them know, that we are not alone. All right, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we thank you. Amen. When I think about has God left man alone, I can personally testify and say there have been times when it just seemed like there was no one listening to me, not just the humans. It was a time when I needed to hear from a higher power. I needed to hear from the Creator, from God, the Father, the Mother. I needed to hear from the one who manufactured me, the one who created me in His image. And, you pull on all of your spiritual teachings, from the time I was little, what my mother taught me and what I learned. And I attended church school. She had me in private school and church school. And pulled on all of this, and there were times when I was just out there and it's like, God, I've been crying out to you for so long about a certain issue or so forth and so on or a multitude of issues. And it's like, God, you're out to lunch or something. And you didn't come back from lunch. You went on a break. You went on vacation. And I discovered that in my thinking process, in my thinking process about perhaps God being out to lunch on vacation or on break and not coming back, I realized that there were so many other people. When I began to talk to the humans, I began to realize that there were so many other people that were saying the same thing. They were like, you know, I've been trying to get an answer from God, and it's as if he's out, you know, he's on break, he's on vacation. So it drove me to even thinking and pondering, you know, for years at a time, you know, God, has God left man alone? So we're going to actually do this one here. This is part one of what we're going to do tonight. We're going to have a part two next week as well. You know, I think about Genesis 39:2. I think about Genesis 39:2. We're going to go to the phone lines and get someone to testify tonight momentarily. Let me just say this here. Genesis 39:2 talks about the story of Joseph. And Joseph, as you know, he was sold into slavery by his brothers. And, if you haven't read the story of Joseph, I encourage you, read the story of Joseph, and that will inspire your heart to let you know that God has not left man alone. So, though we're going through this pandemic time, they went through it in 1918, you know, the Spanish flu, and we've had some other situations. But God has never left man alone because the universe still goes on. Humanity still goes on. Mankind still exists. So God has not abandoned us. As a matter of fact, he said in his word, I want you to read how the king's wife came on to Joseph to try to get him to sleep with her. I mean, day after day, she kept trying him. And you got to read the rest of that story so you'll be inspired. So it goes to show, and what I take from that story is, it shows that if you hold on to the unchanging hand of God, that God will see you through no matter what you're going through. Don't waver. God will not waver. God will not falter. He will not fail. But you got to hold on to him. Let me go to the phone lines now and see if I can get somebody else to testify. I just don't want to make it all about me, but we want to give other people an opportunity to tell how good God is to them. Let's go to 772-607. Good evening. You're live on your Half Hour Inspirational program. Who do we have with us?
Good evening, Dr. Walker. This is Tarina.
Tarina, thank you for joining us this evening. You got a word that the people would love to hear?
I wouldn't miss this one. Yes, one of my absolute favorite stories, which you just said, is the story of Joseph. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It was such an amazing story because it was a story of overcoming, and it was a story of sticking in there and knowing that God has a plan for you. So Joseph had to go through that to get to the place that was set aside for him. So he had to walk that walk. He had to go through those trials. He had to go through those tribulations and keep his faith and keep his understanding in who God was and how God operates. So I don't believe that God has left us. I believe it's like it's even written in the Bible that God walked with man at one time, and then he left his higher angels. He left his angels, his watchers, to watch over us.
Right.
And they did not follow their path that they were supposed to do for mankind. And then God left us with his Holy Spirit. He sent Jesus. And then he left us with his Holy Spirit. So God has never left us. We have always been in the care of someone that God has left charge over us.
Right.
But it's still up to man. It's like if someone puts you in the most beautiful situation, it's up to you to work that situation. You can't just sit and do nothing. You have to work it. And so we can feel like, oh, my God, I know we all have felt like, okay, God, seriously, where are you? But then we fall back to those stories coming, and you've got to hang in there because you don't know how close you are to your prize. You just don't know. And if God has made a promise to you, which I know he's made a promise to me, one specific promise that I'm waiting on, and it's like, seriously, God? I mean, really? I feel like I'm ready. You know, I want to bargain. Plead my case.
Right?
I feel like
right?
I'm ready. I don't need any more. I'm good.
Uh-huh.
But,
well,
yeah,
you know,
we've got to hold.
Now, continue with your story. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, we've got to, you've got to hold. And I love one, equating the relationship of God to us and then adults to their children, because it's the same kind of relationship. And if you leave, say I did preschool for over 25 years, and the parents entrusted their children to my care. So they
right.
didn't leave their children. I'm not leaving
uh-huh.
you. I have work to do. But I am entrusting
uh-huh.
you in the care of someone capable
wow.
and loving to be able to do what needs to be done for you, teach you, provide
uh-huh.
for you, feed you, nurture you until I come back. And this is God. So we have to wait and be patient. And children cry and they stand at the door like, oh, why do you leave me every day? But the parents always come back.
Right.
Yeah,
wow.
And it's so that's just the best way that I can relate it. And going through trials, and if you've ever overcome, then you know that the reward for you overcoming is just absolutely amazing and worth the walk it took you to get to your prize. So just hold
wow.
tight.
Wow, that is
yeah.
that's a powerful piece. And I can tell you that I'm blessed by it, what you just said. I am so blessed by it. You know, you talk about worth the wait. You know, worth the walk, all of that.
Yeah.
You know, and it is true. I mean, this week I made an announcement earlier in the week. It was Monday or Tuesday, I believe it was, and this is my brief testimony here as well. And I decided that I'm going to walk away and retire from a job that I've been doing for 36 years. And they pay me well, I must admit. And I mean, we're going through a time when people, you know, are hurting financially and so forth and so on. But it's just that I felt the pressure. And I'm not that I'm afraid of the pressure, but I said, you know, God, you've allowed me to accomplish so much and to do so many things. And now, God, I just want to give back. I want to be a servant. You're a servant of yours. I want to now work for you, Lord, in ministry. I'm not worrying about the finances anymore. I said, God, because you take care of the sparrows of the air. You take care of those sparrows. And they are so precious to you. And we as humans mean even more to you. So I say, if you take care of them, you provide for them, I know you'll provide for me. Because I want to do something now that I can serve humanity and manifest God's glory. So I'd rather just do the ministry for the rest of the time he gives me on this planet, as opposed to worrying about, oh, well, I'm going to be pulling in this salary or that salary. It's more to me now. So this week I made the announcement official. I notified the state of Florida to let them know that it's official. I submitted my documentation, submitted it to my employer as well, notified the necessary authorities and that I'm retiring. And I have a retirement date set aside. And then within 15 minutes, I realized, what did you just do? You have made this now official. You've sent emails. You've sent all sorts of documents to all the parties. They all know now, even to the governor's office. And I say, so now what you've done this, but I prayed about it before I did it. And God didn't send me an itching to stop, boy, you know, nothing like that. So I went ahead with it. And then within 15 minutes after I had done it all, for some reason I went into like a stare, into like a, I couldn't move. And I was just sitting at this desk with my mouth open and my eyes just like I was in a zone. And it's like, what had happened? And I was alone and nobody could come and just fan me. It was like I was just in a trance. And then I got a call. A call came in within 15 minutes. And it's from a good friend of mine who I just reconnected with, and she lives in a different state. She contacted me, and I was just telling her, I said, listen, I can't believe I just did this. I say, I actually announced my retirement. After all of these years, I announced my retirement. I'm walking away from my finances. And then she said, you know what? And she knows me. She's been knowing me for more than 20 years. She said these words, and I had to write them down. She said, now you must experience what God is going to do in you and through you. I say that again. I had her repeat that to me 3 times. She said, now you must experience what God is going to do in you and through you. I said, you know, and I'm not ashamed to say this, Michael Bazin talks about in his book, Men Cry in the Dark. Listen, I couldn't help but the tears just came down. The tears came running down because that was a, God used her to send me an inspirational thought that, you know what, that he's going to use me and he's going to work in me and through me. And I said, my goodness, that was my confirmation that I needed right there. And I know that, and I want to say this here to my listeners out there, I know that when we when we want to work for the master, meaning God, our creator, when we say, well, God, I want to just do this. I want to help manifest your glory. I want to give back. I want to, God, I want to do your will. I know that the enemy doesn't like to hear that. And so you can expect that there's going to be some challenges that come along with that. And so as such, I begin to realize that that the next morning I received an email from a key staff member that they were turning in their 2-week notice. And I'm like, what? And I mean, this person is a key player in my organization. And then and then several other things begin to kind of go disarray. And I'm saying, wait a minute, hold up. But I already knew to expect things to come at me when you're going to try to manifest God's glory. You're ready to work for the master because you feel like you're ripe. You know, you feel you're ready. And it's like, God, I'm ready to go. I'm on fire for you. And just as those things were coming at me, I learned something, a powerful thing within that. And God sent me a word. He say, persevere. That one word, he say, persevere. Mm. Because the race is not to the swift, but it's to he who endures, he or she who endures to the end. And when he sent me that word, persevere, and I want to say to all of you all out there that are listening under the sound of my voice, no matter what you're going through, God is allowing you to grow through that thing, not just go through it, but he's allowing you to grow through it, and he has not left you alone. He has not abandoned you. If you feel you're in that pit, God was with Joseph there. He was with Moses. He was with Daniel in the lion's den. I can go on. Meshach, he was with those 3 brothers. He was with them. He always there with you when you're at your hardest time. You just got to believe that he's there. And he would not have brought you to this point to abandon you. He doesn't bring you this far to abandon you. He brings you for your growth and for his glorification and his manifestation of his blessing that he has, that he's going to use, work through you and in you to bring out the best. And so I began to realize that I say, God, I got the word. I got it now. And I said, it's just a matter of persevering, 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 and just keep going, keep going, keep going, no matter who's abandoning you. Then I got a call. Have mercy, God is so good. I got a call. And then it's like, we're not mankind. We can be replaced. You hear me? So when staff is turning in their resignation, then God says, you know what? I had to move them anyway to bring you a greater blessing. And I got a call from a major, major person who is like 100 times more qualified than what I had. And I'm like, wow. And then it's not even costing me anything. I'm like, wow, God is so good if you just persevere. I had to share that with you all. I'm sorry that I took so long, but I get excited. I just get so excited. Let's bring you back in, Miss Triana. And, you know, to God be the glory. Even with your story, as I hear you talk about, you know, it's got to be, we're going to do a show on what you just said. You bless me. Worth the wait. Worth the walk. Yeah.
Yes.
It's worth the wait.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's worth it.
You know, it's like, and it reminds me of the story about the bride that waited, you know, the groom that waited for his bride. You know, it's like, and you all, let me, I just got to say this here, and then I want to allow you to testify some more to us and bless us tonight. I often think about the story of creation, Adam and Eve. And, oh, my goodness, that's one of the greatest love story ever. It depends on how you perceive the story of Adam and Eve. God has so much love. He has so much love for us that there's no way that God would abandon us. And then I think about the love that Adam must have had for Eve, that he would partake of the fruit, the forbidden fruit that God had directed him not to do. And his love for her was almost as if, I can't leave her out there alone. I can't leave her out there alone. She's bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. I can't leave her out there alone. And I believe that God, in his compassion for mankind, he began to understand that. You know, and I mean, if I had, you know, I'm maybe just a human problem, and God forgive me if I'm wrong, but if I had heard the story otherwise, that Adam abandoned Eve. And I'm not saying that he did the right thing to disobey God, but it showed to me, it showed his love for Eve, that God, you know, I'm willing to take the punishment for her or with her, but I can't leave her alone because you put me here to be maybe the protector, the comfort, the companion. And Lord, I don't know. And I would imagine that if I had heard anything, it's almost like to me that, you know, even though my father wasn't there, but it's almost like a mother who has the children at home, and the father just, and that's so common today, and I'm sorry that it is, but it's almost like the child is expecting the father to be there, to be the protector and the provider, and the mother is there, and he just abandons her and walks away. It would almost seem like, you know, what kind of respect can you have for that man who abandons his, you know, his house? The Lord calls that an infidel. Go ahead, Ms. Triana. I didn't mean to take up this time because we're only a half hour. I'm just so blessed.
That's okay. Because as we go, you know, I was thinking as you were talking, and as we go through whatever it is we're going through to get to our prize, we have to understand that each individual person is doing the same thing. And so as we're going through and, say, using that, your scenario, for instance, we have to be patient and be understanding and just allow. And please don't misunderstand me, everyone. You don't allow anyone to mistreat you. You do everything
right.
You can. But at the same time, if a person is, as my mother used to say, hellbound and determined, you can't do nothing about it. If they are hellbound and determined to do what it is that they want to do, if God is not reaching down a hand to stop them, then who are you? How much power do you think you're going to have to stop a person from doing what they want to do and living the life that they want to live? So you allow, you let go, let them go, and you continue marching forward. And just that one scenario, it could be any scenario. Like you said, you're relying on somebody to help you move your business forward or your dreams forward, and this person out of the blue, yeah, about that, I gotta go. You know, so
right, you have
to look at their situation and say they have to walk their walk, and they were here for a time. We served one another for a time, but it's time to part ways. And that's another thing with, you know, when you're walking your walk and you're feeling like God has left you, this friend left you, that family member left you, then you got to understand they're not leaving. Each person is walking towards their own individual destiny, towards their own individual pride.
Awesome.
And you've got to keep your eye on your pride.
Oh, my goodness. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. You know, and I want to go to the phone line in just a second, give another person an opportunity to testify. We got about 3 minutes. And I just want to say, you know, that story with the bride waiting on his, I mean, the groom waiting on his bride, I see women as the prize. It's like, oh, my gosh, you all are so precious that it's like I couldn't imagine living on this planet and just seeing men. I'm sorry. Women are the prize. If you all just know, you are the prize. You are, you know, all of us are God's children, and we're the apple of his eye. But it's almost like it's a double portion to the man to see the creation of a woman. And it's like, God, you are awesome. Let me, you know, I can go on and on with that.
All women of the world agree. We agree with you.
Yeah. You all are so precious. You all are just, it's like, oh, my goodness. It's like I often tell people, and I know I'm wrong in half of what I'm saying when I talk about this part. I always tell people you got to treat mothers special because fathers don't too much count. And I know that that's wrong. I shouldn't say that. But I'm always saying treat mothers special because they really matter. Because, I mean, growing up as a kid, if you talk about my mama, we about to fight. I'm sorry. But if you talk about my dad, it didn't too much matter. I don't know. Miss Rihanna, was it the same for you? And I got to go to the phone line. We got 2 minutes before we close out. What was it the same? They talk about your mama, you want to fight, but the dad, or do they fight over the dad? I don't know many people who fight over the dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't talk about my mama.
Right. See?
You
see?
Will
see? It's like girls will fight for the mom. Boys would definitely fight for the mom, but I don't hear nobody saying, "Well, he was talking about my dad, so I hit him." I've never heard that. So
tell a joke about your dad, and you laugh with him. Everybody laughs.
You
laugh.
You sure do. So women are special. Let's go to the phone lines. We got about 30 seconds left. 305-769. Welcome to your half hour inspirational program.
Good evening. This is Ms. Augustine.
Ms. Augustine, thanks for joining us. Ms. Augustine, I'm sorry we don't have a lot of time, but give us your testimony.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I just want to say that you blessed me tonight. You was preaching.
You say what now?
You blessed me tonight. You were preaching.
Oh, well, amen. Praise God for that. Yes, I get so excited. That's why I love this half-hour inspirational program, and I just thank you for that. And then when we have Miss Rihanna that comes on, she blesses my spirit. I get a show topic whenever she comes on. See, and that's what I think the world is about. As we talk, sometimes you don't even know who you're blessing just by your inspirational words. You hear that, you all?
So, oh, yeah, we hear it.
Yeah, so I appreciate you all. We are clearly out of time now. They're telling me we're out of time. This is only a half hour. And listen, thank you all for joining us tonight. I trust that this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. Those of you all we weren't able to get to tonight, we ask that you call in early enough, at least 3 or 4 minutes before the show starts, so that you can go into a queue by pressing 1. Listen, join us back here next Friday night, or you can go with Dr. Jesse Walker's show next Thursday, when we've got a nice topic for you that you don't want to miss. Or if you choose to bypass next Thursday, join us back here live next Friday for a continuation of part 2 of Has God Left Man Alone? If you got a word that you want to testify to somebody, even if it's a repeated word, somebody needs to hear what you've got to say. Listen, until next Thursday, until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, Good night. God bless. And thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Dr. Walker.
Good night.